Track three, and we start with the headline story in the Mid-Devon Advertiser. Paralympian champions hospice care. Ex-Paralympian Margaret Gibb, who competed in three consecutive games, has championed hospice care. The 87-year-old from Abbots Kerswell, who competed in the Paralympic Games from 1964, has been under the care of Rowcroft Hospice. A trailblazer in British sport, Margaret's remarkable career saw her win 23 medals at the Paralympic and Commonwealth Games. Her impact on sport and advocacy for disabled athletes has left a legacy of promoting inclusivity in sport and helping shape the future of the Paralympic movement. A wheelchair user from the age of 12, after polio paralysed her legs, Margaret discovered her passion for sport early in life. She recalled, "I was lucky to be in the right place at the right time and was discovered at my local swimming club." This was when Sir Ludwig Guttmann, founder of the Paralympic movement, was looking for more competitors. "I was invited to the next National Games, where I did pretty well." Margaret went on to compete at the Paralympics and Commonwealth Games, winning 8 gold medals, 9 silver and 6 bronze through a range of sports, including wheelchair basketball, archery, javelin, shot put, discus, track events, swimming and slalom. She said, "It was an amazing time. I felt so honoured to be representing Great Britain. Being on the podium with the flag going up made me feel I was doing something meaningful, not just for myself, but for my country." Margaret's outstanding achievements were further recognised when she was named Sportswoman of the Year by the Sports Writers Association in 1972. After moving to South Devon in 1966, she and her husband founded a sports association for athletes with disabilities, inspiring and empowering local people to take up and develop sporting interests. Margaret said, "It was great because we felt we were really achieving something, and it was changing people's lives." Following a recent cancer diagnosis, Margaret has been receiving specialist palliative care from Rowcroft Hospice to help manage her pain. After an inpatient stay, Margaret said, "The staff were amazing, so caring, empathic and friendly, and I can't praise them enough. Most people think you only go into the hospice at the very end of life, but that isn't true. Many people, like me, receive really good care and are able to go home again. Now I'm at home, Rowcroft still keeps in touch to check on me. It's comforting to know they're there if I need them."
Lifeboat bows out. After nearly two decades of life-saving service, Tynmouth's much-loved lifeboat, the Two Anns, has retired from active duties with the RNLI off the South Devon coast. The Atlantic 85-class vessel has been on station in the town since August 2006 and during that time was launched on service 1,227 times, assisting 823 people and 22 lives saved. Last Saturday, volunteers from Tynmouth RNLI opened the boathouse to members of the public to say farewell to the Two Anns for a final time before retirement. However, the town is not without a lifeboat, as the Two Anns replacement lifeboat, an as yet unnamed Atlantic 85, arrived in the town on Wednesday to continue the life-saving legacy. The Two Anns served the volunteer crew and the wider community well during her time at Tynmouth Lifeboat Station, and we are sure many of our supporters will have fond memories of visiting the station and meeting with our volunteers and learning all about how the Two Anns helps our crews to save lives at sea, said a Royal National Lifeboat Institute spokesperson. And the article is surrounded by wonderful photographs of the Two Anns inside the lifeboat house, out at sea, and with all the volunteers assembled outside of a lovely photograph of them taken.
Bid to tackle antisocial behaviour. Antisocial behaviour in Dawlish that has left some residents both angry and in fear will be tackled, say police. The police response follows reports of young teenagers rampaging through the town, smashing electronic bus stop signs, traffic islands around the lawn and tax plot area late at night and in the early hours of the morning. Incidents have included bottles being smashed in the road, kicking doors and smashing glass, damage being caused with a pole, general abusive behaviour and attempts to set light to benches over the last few nights in the town. Residents are worried that the problem is becoming a regular occurrence, with damage being done and the perpetrators gone by the time police arrive. If Dawlish residents stopped turning a blind eye and started reporting this more, then maybe the police would take more interest and action, some said. Anyone witnessing the antisocial behaviour is being asked to report it to the police. One witness said, "It's really sad to see and hear all that is going on wrong with Dawlish, from blatant shoplifting to mindless vandalism. Never a week goes by without hearing something which has happened." Other incidents were reported in Old Town Street. Former Mayor of Dawlish and Chairman of Teignbridge Council, Councillor Rosie Dawson, appealed for anyone who has experienced antisocial behaviour to contact the Town Council. She said these incidents can be forwarded to the police advocates. If we are more active reporting incidents, this would help build a stronger picture of the scale of the problem. There have been ongoing issues with shoplifting on a regular basis in the town, both from national and local retailers. Many of the reports of vandalism and theft are said to be carried out by young people, usually teenagers, and some have reported children as young as 11 involved. One resident whose car was vandalised by a group of teenagers said, "I've also spoken to a few people about a group of teens behaving in a way that was causing fear of harm to them and neighbouring individuals. In recent months, racist graffiti was sprayed on the sea wall along the railway line. The new children's play park in Manor Gardens has been subjected to vandalism and graffiti in the past. Anyone wanting to report incidents can do so on the Devon and Cornwall Police website."